Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Christy Fernholz. She's the senior planner for the Upper Minnesota Valley Regional Development Commission. Welcome to the program, Christy.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk a little bit about, celebrations. And you have a regional art crawl in your area there, don't you?
Yep, it's the Upper Minnesota River Meander Arts Crawl. It's always held the first weekend in October. So this year it will be held September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. And it's a free self-guided tour of artist studios along the Upper Minnesota River Valley.
Cool. I presume that getting the artists to cooperate and do this sort of thing is probably a good deal for them, right? They're going to be able to sell some product?
Yes. It's a wonderful way for them to be able to highlight their work. They all look forward to it every year. They create new work for the event, and it gets to be a big, you know, both they can sell a lot of work and they make a lot of connections, and it's just a lot of fun for everybody.
Do other industries or businesses tag along on this kind of an event?
Yep. If you'll take a look at our brochure, you'll see that there isn't just one or two sponsors. There's 60 to 70 sponsors that help us put on this event. They all give a little bit of money, and I just think that speaks a lot to the businesses out here.
I presume it's well attended.
It is. Some of our studios, they see, you know, over 1,000 people that come through their studio in a day, which is wonderful. It's just bustling out here. So,
What are some of the communities that people will be traveling through to do the crawl?
Our crawl is a 5-county region. And so you'll see artists all the way from Ortonville to Appleton, Milan, Danvers, Montevideo, Dawson, and then all the way down to Granite Falls. And then there's all kinds of points in between. We really encourage the artists to set up in their studios. So a lot of them are rural farmyards that you can see their studio that are it's just a little bit more unique.
And you're one of those artists, aren't you?
I am, yep.
What do you work in? What sort of media?
I'm a photographer.
Oh,
yep.
Great.
Yep. So I feel pretty lucky to be able to do, I get to coordinate the Meander as part of my senior planner work at the RDC. And then I also, yes, I'm a photographer. So I get to do some things that are still my passion. So it's really nice.
I know for a fact I've never been to some of the communities that you mentioned, and this gives me an excuse, really, to go and visit these places that maybe otherwise I wouldn't have.
Absolutely. That's how I feel about it. People have the coffee on, they've got treats ready, and the doors are open, and people feel welcome to come to our region. I think it's a great way to see our region.
Is there a website where people can learn more about this art crawl?
Our website is artsmeander.com.
Well, hey, Christy, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Yeah, no problem.
Christy Fernholz is a senior planner for the Upper Minnesota Valley Regional Development Commission. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.